The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Do you tend to be more like George Bailey or more like Mr. Potter as an investor, as a person? I hope it's George Bailey. It's what really matters. And it's a Christmas edition. We start now.
What is that, Geddes? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class. And all because a few starry-eyed dreamers like Peter Bailey stir them up and fill their head with a lot of impossible ideas. Now, I say...
Just a minute. Now, hold on, Mr. Potter. Just a minute. Now, you're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know. But neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? Roddy... Here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that they... What'd you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that they... Do you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on, and it's galling you. That's what you're talking about, I know. Well, I've said too much. You're the board here. You do what you want with this thing. There's just one thing more, though. This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
And welcome to It's What Really Matters, and, we're going to say it's a wonderful life. It is. And we're joined by Jeff Hyback of Strategic Equity Management. We've taken a little bit of a detour here. Jeff and I have stumbled across one of the things that's our all-time favorites, his and mine, is the old Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And Jeff, why do you find that movie so appealing? You've seen it so many times. It's in black and white. It's, you know, it's the 40s. Why is that so appealing to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us at some point kind of feel like we have a bit of George Bailey inside of us. You know, for me, I kind of look at, you know, the dreams I had, you know, even as a teen, you know, dreaming about becoming a professional baseball player, having some scouts tell me I had a very good chance of making that my career, and then being hit in the eye with a baseball and basically having all those dreams shattered along with, you know, half of my face. But, you know, and then going on from there and, you know, in my career of, you know, thinking, oh, I'll go into finance and I'll get rich. And then as I started getting into it, running into a lot of the Mr. Potters out there who were very greedy and, you know, just, you know, one thing I sacrificing really to, you know, because, you know, I had a family, I couldn't move to New York or Chicago or London and, you know, where all the big money was. And, you know, as you got to learn more about them, you know, you had to decide what's important to you. Is it spending time with your family and doing what's right for those people that trust you with their money, or trying to get as rich as possible? And so, you know, in the end where, you know, George does the right thing and, you know, he still ends up, you know, kind of, you know, at the end of the line and then just learning that, you know, he had an impact on people that he really didn't notice. And I think, you know, I know you do the same thing with your business as well. Of, you know, the thing we've always said at Strategic Equity is, you know, if you do the right thing by the client, eventually, it all works out. And that's,
it does.
It that's really kind does. Of been the thing that I've seen. And, you know, to get those notes from clients or, you know, people that, you know, have met you and you helped them, you know, maybe do a budget. Then maybe they never became a client and you didn't charge them anything. But, you know, hearing from them and saying, you know, hey, I'm out of debt. You know, for first time ever, I paid cash for a car. And, you know, just the freedom you have. And so just trying to make an impact like George, I think, you know, to me, it's important. And my oldest daughter and I, gosh, start tearing up now. She she's not one to watch black and white movies or, you know, things, you know, like this. But I remember her going back to, I think, age of six. You know, this was, you know, I was watching on Christmas Eve and she'd sit alongside me and, Daddy, you know, what's this? And, you know, it's our tradition. And even with her married now, she comes over Christmas morning and we watch this movie together. And
nice. That's great. Well, I can't say we watch it every year, but we do. I try to. I always push it. In fact, there was a time a while back we got a It's a Wonderful Life game that you'd play. And it was, anyway, just fun trivia things, you know, kind of thing. But it's not trivial from a standpoint that I think we all probably have moments in our lives when we aren't conscious of what we should be thinking of, and we're, you know, maybe have a leaning towards becoming a Mr. Potter in the tension of a moment, but yet the refreshing part about that movie, and you know, if people, anybody listening that hasn't seen it, you've got to see the movie. I mean, it'll speak volumes to you, and you'll understand why, you know, you really want to end your life as George Bailey is ending the movie in terms of what matters most, and it's people, and it's caring for people and helping them. As Jeff alluded to, whether it's a profitable thing or it turns out to be, it's not profitable, but it is profitable. And, you know, and at the end of the movie, when they're, you know, they're coming in and they're all, you know, I won't spoil it for anybody, but there's a scene where his brother flies back at the end and he's a pilot or a, you know, an Air Force World War II hero. And anyway, long story short, he comes in, everybody else is around George, and he says to my brother, George, the richest man in Bedford Falls, you know, and it's like, wow. And it wasn't that he was the richest in terms of money, because he wasn't. Mr. Potter was the richest, and there's probably other people that have more money, but the richest man from a standpoint of friendships and of somebody who you can look to count on, that's going to be there and just consistently does the right thing, even if he occasionally complains about it. I want to be that guy. And that's what I want. And I, you know, am I that all the time? No, I don't know. Jeff, you probably can't say that you're that way all the time, right? Either. Right. But it's just, that's what you want to aspire to.
No. And I think that's one of the things is just how human George Bailey is. You know, there's, you know, scenes where he's getting that job offer to work for Mr. Potter and, you know, that tug of war that we all have. And you know,
absolutely.
You know, when he shakes his hand and he realizes, you know, gosh, I'm, you know, what am I sacrificing to do this for? And,
exactly.
You know, and that's what I love, and just how the frustration he feels. And, you know, that's the human element that I think we all go through, where you have these temptations and sometimes we give into those temptations and you have to take a step back and say, what in the world did I just do? And
exactly.
You know, that's what I like most about it. And I, you know, and it's never too late to, you know, if you've, you know, made a greedy choice or, you know, started to go down that Mr. Potter path, to take a step back and say, you know, gosh darn it, I'm a better person than this. You know, there's more important things to this world than making as much money as possible.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. And it's that movie is a really good reminder of that, because you know, when you get right down to it, it really is only money, and yet the money's important. Money is it's a useful tool, very useful, as George says at one point. I think he says something like, well, it kind of comes in pretty handy around here, Bub. He's talking to the angel guy. <you know? laughs> Yeah, it does come in pretty handy around here, you know. But, you know, you never want to let it be the central part of your life. And I've observed when people handle it reasonably well, they don't tend to fall in love with it. They don't make it their God. They don't make it the central theme of their life, where they're always focused on it, you know, as to an obsession. And it's not a good thing to be obsessed with it, because it can never love you back. And if it is your God, you'll never have enough, whether you're a Rockefeller or, you know, whoever, Warren Buffett, or doesn't matter. It's meant to be a tool. So at this point, I mean, I just think that it's a good reminder. If you haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life, go check it out. And I would say, too, if you haven't done a thorough examination of yourself from a standpoint of what's in your heart, what matters most to you? Is it the people? Is it the money? Money matters, but it doesn't, it should not be that point that's, you know, worth living and dying over. People are, not money. And, you know, don't want to get preachy, but I want to encourage people, you know, and I think a really good barometer of whether we're in love with it or not is how can we give, can we part with it? Can we be generous to people in need, you know, whatever, whether it's your church, your synagogue, whatever it might be, and to charities that do really good things for people who are, you know, challenged. So a lot of good things people can do. And I want to encourage our listeners, if there are any at this point, you know, so close to Christmas, what is that next right thing that's tugging at your heart that maybe you're mind says, well, I don't want to do that. That means I can't do this or I can't do that. But maybe your heart's saying, no, go ahead, do that. You know, express yourself that way with faith and be generous with something to bless somebody else. And if you want motivation to do it, check that movie out. It's a Wonderful Life. I don't know, Jeff, you have it up on your website too at semtradersblog.com. You don't have the whole movie, but you have a couple of excerpts from it. And and then some other ones too, right? The other classic.
Yeah, we did have some fun. Yeah, we had some fun. You kind of get a look inside of what's on our holiday playlist at the Highback House. There's you know some funny ones, some serious ones, but you know by far it's we always end our Christmas season with It's a Wonderful Life. Before heading off to church. And all those other things. I think it's important. And I'd kind of add there's. Wall Street and financial advisors, a lot of times they kind of get this bad rap of they're all the Mr. Potters. And, one thing that I really love about the 401k latte company is, you have that George Bailey mentality where you're not getting rich doing what you're doing. Obviously, you have to get paid to do some of it, but you could go down a much greedier path with what you're doing. And we see it all the time as we travel throughout the country. So, if you're in Lakeville and you're listening out there or anywhere, in the driving distance to Lakeville in the Twin Cities there, you have a somebody out there who wants to do the right thing for you, help you figure out your budget, help you figure out what you need to be doing with your money. And we work with advisors all throughout the country, and that's one of the key things we ask as we interview them to see if we want to work with them and their clients is, are they a George Bailey or are they a Mr. Potter? So, if you're kind of feeling cynical about the whole investment world or, finance in general, I'd encourage you to contact the 401k latte company and invest in a conversation.
Oh, and do it soon. And thank you. Thank you for that very kind compliment. I'd say the same thing about strategic equity management. I mean that. We didn't plan this, guys, to edify each other this way on a podcast. But Jeff, you too are a George Bailey. In fact, you've got more his frame. You're kind of that tall, lanky kind of guy. You're kind of like a George Bailey, even the way you look, I think, So it's, but you got it going. You got it going in terms of your heart and your willingness to do the right thing for the right reasons. And that's a very good thing. So on that note, we'll just say, as we look at the year ahead, be more like George, less like Mr. Potter. That's certainly what I want to do. And I'd encourage you to do that. And as Jeff's already said, and I didn't close it off because I was very humbled by what he said and didn't know what to say, but thank you. It's been a great year. And as we look at the new year ahead, just say Merry Christmas and let's be like George.
Merry Christmas, doll.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.